Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rath anseo. Whether you are listening to me in your car in Montana, waiting at a bus stop in Dublin, or sitting in a subway in Tokyo, you're so very welcome here. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. For most of the time, an umbrella is meant to remain closed, and only opened when it's raining. Sometimes I think my mind is like that too. It remains closed, but it isn't really closed in a sense. Rather, it takes on a particular familiar mode of being. When it needs to, it opens, and then it closes back again, when that need has well passed. I happened upon a half-squashed, jagged Coca-Cola can on the ground, and I thought to myself, perhaps ideas are like that, and that they are contained in some kind of a mold, some kind of shape. And when the ideas leave from out of it, what happens to the mold? Is it squashed like the can, or is it reused to hold other ideas? What happens to idea containers? I picked up the can and put it in the waste bin, because in its new form it could very easily hurt the paw of a dog or a cat, or even the leg of a bird. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Are we all met? Pat, pat, here's a marvellous convenient place for our rehearsal. This green plot shall be our stage, this hawthorn brake our tiring house, and we will do it in action, as we will do it before the Duke. Peter Quince, what sayest thou, Bullybottom? There are things in this comedy of Pyramus and Thisbe that will never please. First, Pyramus must draw a sword to kill himself, which the ladies cannot abide. How answer you that? By larking a perilous fear. I believe we must leave the killing out when all is done. Not a whit. I have a device to make all well. Write me a prologue, and let the prologue seem to say, we will do no harm with our swords, and that Pyramus is not killed indeed, and, for the more better assurance, tell them that I, Pyramus, am not Pyramus, but Bottom the Weaver. This will put them out of fear. Well, we will have such a prologue, and it shall be written in 8 and 6. No, make it 2 more. Let it be written in 8 and 8. Will not the ladies be afeard of the lion? I fear it, I promise you. Masters, you ought to consider with yourselves. To bring in, God shield us, a lion among ladies is a most dreadful thing, for there is not a more fearful wild fowl than your lion living, and we ought to look to it. Therefore another prologue must tell he is not a lion. Nay, you must name his name, and half his face must be seen through the lion's neck, and he himself must speak through, saying thus or to the defect, ladies or fair ladies, I would wish you, or I would request you, or I would entreat you, not to fear, not to tremble, my life for yours. If you think I come hither as a lion, it were pity of my life. No, I am no such thing. I am a man as other men are. And there indeed let him name his name, and tell them plainly he has snugged the joiner. Well, it shall be so. But there is 2 hard things, that is, to bring the moonlight into a chamber, for, you know, Pyramus and Thisbe meet by moonlight. That the moon shine that night we play our play. A calendar, look in the almanac, find out moonshine. Yes, it doth shine that night. Why, then, you may leave a casement of the great chamber window where we play open, and the moon may shine in at the casement. Aye, or else one must come in with a bush of thorns and a lanthorn, and say he comes to disfigure or to present the person of moonshine. Then there is another thing. We must have a wall in the great chamber, for Pyramus and Thisbe, says the story, did talk through the chink of a wall. You can never bring in a wall. What say you, Bottom? Some man or other must present wall, and let him have some plaster or some loam or some rough cast about him, to signify wall, and let him hold his fingers thus, and through that cranny shall Pyramus and Thisbe whisper. If that may be, then all is well. Come, sit down, every mother's son, and rehearse your parts. Pyramus, you begin. When you have spoken your speech, enter into that break, and so every one according to his cue. Today's poem is Someone by Walter de la Mare. Someone came knocking at my wee small door. Someone came knocking, I'm sure. I listened, I opened, I looked to left and right, but naught there was a stirring in the still dark night. Only the busy beetle tap, tap, tapping in the wall, only from the forest the screech owl's call, only the cricket whistling while the dewdrops fall. So I know not who came knocking at all, at all, at all. Sometimes we can really be missing a place, ever be longing to return to it. Roy Orbison explains. Working all day and the sun don't shine, trying to get by and I'm just killing time. I feel the rain fall the whole night through, far away from you, California blue. California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing else to do, California blue. Every day I pray, I'll be on my way, saving love for you, California blue. One sunny day, I'll get back again, somehow, some way, but I don't know when, California blue. California blue, living my life, with you on my mind, thinking of things that I left far behind. It's been so long, doing all I can do to get back to you, California blue. California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing else to do, California blue. Every day I pray, I'll be on my way, saving love for you, California blue. One sunny day, I'll get back again, somehow, some way, but I don't know when, California blue. California blue, still missing you. California blue, still missing you. California blue, still missing you, California blue. Today, leave no stone unturned when the well-being of your family, of your beloved, or of yourself is at stake. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. Be grateful. This is Radio Richard Ireland. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus mbunach leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.